Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Pop of the Love Sponge podcast. Very exclusive. Ultrally exclusive. This is not available anywhere else. Sometimes it's real good. And sometimes I look at videos and shit that didn't make sense at all, audibly. But fuck it.
Shredding tires.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
This is like, we shouldn't be, our talent should not be based on how good this podcast should be. Although we should probably, I guess it's probably not the right way to say things, is it now?
Mm-mm.
I think we're a little more true to the game. Very transparent, if you will.
It's just more chill. It's more
it's
of a
more
hang.
Chill. It is more chill. Because I got to be honest with you, man, the terrestrial syndicated show that's also repurposed video, you know, visually on either Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, sometimes all of them, sometimes none of them. It's quick paced. It's stressful.
Especially, you know, the interview was difficult just because of the connection issue.
Yeah. I think I did okay with it.
No, you did great, but I'm just saying that causes stress. That's frustrating sometimes.
It is. And interviews just in general are a little bit stressful because you got to prepare for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. Whereas over here, we could literally, you know, we could have some pregnant pauses.
Just be quiet the whole time.
Yeah. Or just hear Anna's.
Let's just take a nap.
I think your voice has gotten a little sexier.
It probably has, thanks to Blitz, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can fuck sexiness into your voice, yeah. But I mean,
his penis is so large, it's hitting a different spot in
right.
His throat.
Exactly.
You know, the vocal cords.
Thank you, doctor.
Yes, I'm a doctor.
For that last motherfucker I want working on me as a doctor is him.
I take care of
him. I take Brandon the quad diagnosing
I
me.
Would take care of you, Bubba. I take care of you.
I know you would. Yeah. And you do take care of me in so many different ways. Thank you. Like moving my oil today. Like,
of
you
course.
Know, I mean, my fat ass should go out there
it's
and do it myself.
It's not just oil.
Well, it's a lot. No, no.
It's red line.
Well, no, you're right.
The red line.
At the red house.
Remember, that was a thing.
That was a thing. I might be able to get that thing back when Blitz gets my next gen fixed. Oh, I'm so fucking missing that thing. Is it a computer issue or is it a software issue?
It was a computer issue that made the software corrupt.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it was a computer issue that turned into a software issue.
Yes.
Because the computer was an asshole.
Correct.
So the computer software is just rolling around like software does, and then the computer's like, let me be a fuckhead of a computer and fuck up you, software.
Yes.
I don't know if that's computer speak or not.
That's basically what happened, though.
I was watching, you know, did you know 98 Rock and iHeart still uses Next Gen? Did you know
I
that?
Did not know that, actually.
I saw that on the 98 Rock new studio tour and from Big Rig's thing. And it said, this is the new 98 Rock studios. And he said, we're still using Next Gen. And he showed the Next Gen. So I'm sure it's, you know, 14 updates from when we have, you know, from what we're running.
Right.
But nonetheless, I think it's probably still it's probably configured and still probably looks similar with just different functions.
If they're actually using Next Gen, that's different than what we use.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we use a thing called Player 101. So we don't actually use Next Gen.
Oh, we don't?
No, it's the same company had it, and it's, you know, a Next Gen version, but it's Player 101.
So it would be like it's a Cadillac, but it's not ours is not the Escalade.
Ours is the
Suburban? Chevy Suburban?
No, that's not in the Cadillac world. I'm trying to think of like, what's the jobber Cadillac? Does Cadillac have a jobber?
Not really right now, I don't think.
Well, but can you say like, because it's under the GM brand?
Ours would be under the maybe the S10. Yeah, if it's under the GM umbrella, we would be driving like maybe the Volt or something, and they might have the Escalade. I don't fucking know. Mike McCarthy shreds ex-Cowboys coordinator after firing. Did they fire a Cowboy coordinator?
Yeah, the offense coordinator. McCarthy is going to be calling offensive plays now.
Which, I got to tell you, when he did it for the Packers, he did a pretty damn good job. So
he did have some good quarterbacks then.
Well, he had one good quarterback. No, I think Aaron Rodgers was under him, was he not?
I thought he was.
Yeah, he was. I historically have not been a big Mike McCarthy fan.
Yeah, you hated him for the longest time, didn't you?
I think he gets conservative. No. I think he gets conservative.
Did Rodgers sign with the Jets yet?
No, I don't. I mean, Red, is there any news on that?
No, nothing.
No.
I mean, pretty much the same thing. It's all them talking about what the Jets would have to give up.
Have they, between Rhett and Lemmy, and I don't want to make this too sportsy, Anna, I'm very mindful of that.
Thank you. Don't get mad.
No problem.
Okay.
Don't get mad. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
Well, I got something I'd like to bring up that they didn't bring up on the sports show.
I got something to say.
There's a big quarterback sneak caper I hear going on. They didn't cover it one bit on the sports show.
Yeah, because it's dumb.
Hold on. Stop right there. What? Are you saying that Blitz's proposal potentially could be stupid?
No, I said what they're talking about doing is dumb, and they probably won't be able to do it.
Make no quarterback sneaks?
Correct.
That's bullshit.
They're talking about it.
There's no fucking way.
See, and they didn't talk about it on the sports show.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Go ahead. hey, Anna, that's your guy who brought it up. If we get involved into this, that's your guy.
It's my dude.
So when you're sucking his dick, maybe short suck him this time. You say, listen, you know what? I'm short sucking you, honey, because you brought in this. I'm short sucking you, honey, because Bubba was just going to very briefly touch on this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. They got full heart of fucking. Aaron Rodgers deal.
And he was even mindful by telling me, just hold on here a second, sister girl. I got you. Mm-hmm. And then you bring in this whole motherfucking other sports subject. So I'm short sucking you.
I'm wondering, too, because...
About what? Short sucking?
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure Anna does a great job for Blitz on short sucking. But I'm wondering...
And probably long form sucking, too.
Okay. Well, I'm sure. That's why she supposedly sounds hotter now. So
I think, you know what, I think Blitz has maybe broken some type of, you know, throat coat film that made her sound less whiny.
It's my throat hymen.
Yeah, you, there you go. Yeah. You got your throat
hymen. I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
Broke that throat,
I will
Terry.
Tell you, man, your delivery is a little more sultry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Obviously, his throat is filled with salt.
Yeah. Hi, Anna, why don't you try to sound like a real slut once?
A slut. I'm trying to think of what sluts sound like.
Like we're kind of, you're gonna have to put a little fry in there too, like a little slut fry.
Yeah. Love fucking Aaron Rodgers talk if he's gonna go to the Jets.
I'd like that. Anna.
I like that Jordan Love. Fucking, yeah, he's ready for the
what are you
first
doing?
String instead of being that fucking second string piece of shit.
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend?
Going to the fucking Grand Prix.
Watching race cars.
Guys got fast in cars. Maybe a girl or two.
I love that. I love it.
It's like super cool. It's
we should
like,
do a show
vroom,
with just
a
sexy, slutty, fry Anna.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, DJ Frana.
Oh, there you go. DJ Anna Fry.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? I'm on the one and two.
Ready to shake your fucking tits.
I'm on the one. You're ready to shake your fucking tits. So I'm going to get your tits a shaking. One, two, buckle my shoe with my one and twos. My Technics Pioneer motherfucking Apple, whatever the fuck kind of computers I got rolling into this motherfucker.
Mac Daddy.
We got Mac.
Take your cocks out. I'm going to play some Kesha.
That's right. Look at these two Apple turntables go round and round. Fuck yeah. Fuck.
What brand is your DJ thing? Hercules?
Hercules and Pulse 500.
Hercules 500s. That's right.
So fucking good.
It's fucking good.
His turntables look like
my boyfriend researched which the best ones to have.
She did.
I was going to say that I would think.
Yeah, it was me.
I'm sorry. I thought you would fucking have your boyfriend research it because he researches every other fucking thing.
Oh, he did afterwards. So I can play my music.
So did, after he saw your shit, did he say, oh, wow, Hercules, 500, those are pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Can't believe you pulled that one out of your ass, because I would have gotten the fucking Pioneer 990s.
That's Blitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's you talking like Blitz,
that's,
I guess.
That's how our conversations at home go.
Exactly. Well, I can't believe you actually bought the good ones. Usually you buy shit because you're worried about money.
Because you're
bought
a good fucking...
Joppy wop. Because you're a fucking joppy wop.
You're a fucking choppy woppy.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Getting joppy woppy with it. So anyway, they're thinking about, honest to God, outlawing the quarterback sneak.
Well, it's not technically the quarterback sneak. It's the quarterback push play, which would be the tush push.
No, now
tush
it,
push?
At first, it
that's
was
what you do the, with Ashley.
At first, it was the tush push.
No, that's what Ashley does to him.
And, sorry, I stand corrected.
That's what Jalen Hurts did like four or five times in the Super Bowl, where they basically had his offensive lineman pick him up and carry him over the line. But, yeah, now it has evolved into the quarterback sneak in general just because of so many guys having success with it and it kind of being a cop-out play.
Here's the deal, man. Whoa. If a fucking ball is snapped to any fucking body and that guy wants to – I mean, like, once the ball is snapped, anything less than, like, a forward lateral or, you know, obviously, you know, it's fair game. Mm-hmm. Like, we can't fucking change the – I mean, like, are they, what's next? Handoffs are illegal? What's next? That you can't direct snap it to the, you know,
can't
now
run into the pile.
Yeah. Well, Rhett, sometimes they'll do like a direct snap to the quarterback on a wildcat deal or something. Yeah. Like, what's next? That, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. The quarterback gets flags and stuff.
I mean, listen, if you got a stud ass quarterback that's not a paper tiger and is not, you know, worried about getting hurt, there's like Brady. Brady was one of the best fucking quarterback sneakers because he was so big. He was 6'5", you know, 250. And Brady never really was a paper tiger. He didn't get hurt a lot.
No.
And he was a great quarterback sneaker.
Well,
meanwhile, you get some fucking paper tigers like Tony Romo and some of those fucks who couldn't quarterback sneak their ass out of a hole in the ground.
The success rate this year of the quarterback sneak was 82%.
There you go. What's next? I mean, you know, with the success rate of the field goals when they used to put the ball on the hash was, you know, in the 90s. And so they moved it back. You know, and it didn't. And you know what? It's still in the 90s. I mean, I think it's down a little bit. But I mean, really, you're taking. I mean, that's the whole game is built upon running the ball.
Is Tom Brady getting into racing?
Yeah, he sponsored a car that's going to be at the Sebring race.
Okay,
what's 1,000 miles or whatever?
Because he just posted it an hour ago on his Instagram. He got new ride, new car yesterday, new drop today on Brady brand.
Yeah, the Brady brand's the main sponsor for a car in like two of the races. I think that, the 24-hour race?
Must be, yeah, because that's...
And the 1,000-mile race.
Racing Blitz is really trying to get celebrities involved, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to ruin it.
New car yesterday, all right, whatever. Can I be honest with you? I'm kind of fucking Tom Brady'd out.
Dan thinks he saw him today in Tampa.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He said he thought he saw Tom Brady driving the brand new Escalade, probably to the Humane Society, go play with some cats. Mm.
And the post after, before that one, shows him with his simulator racing wheel in the car.
Oh, Brady?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's going to start sim driving now on iRacing and all that.
Mm. Wow.
He's going to get taken out. I mean, you're some fucking hillbilly from Georgia. I mean, guess what? I was driving Rolex 24 simulators. Tom Brady, I fucking took that motherfucker right to the wall.
Well, maybe he might want to go down to Sebring one time with Dan and Jay.
Well, Dan should get a hold of him and say, hey, you want to run my car?
He saw him today.
He should have. I told him he should have followed him.
Just stalk him. Yeah. Fuck it.
They'll never. I mean, Rhett, are they? Does the outlawing of the quarterback sneak have any traction? I mean, like,
there's one reporter that literally, Peter King, is making the big deal. And then
he's
NFL
an asshole,
said,
too.
Yeah, and the NFL said, well, we'll look at it. Because they talked about banning the tush push. And now, because Peter King said, they should outlaw it. It's just a dumb play and it could hurt people. So the NFL was like, well, we'll look at it.
Yeah, thanks, Lemmy. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Well, he said it. I mean, Rhett, in the overall scheme of things, he's kind of a little bit higher. Just because you got the fucking hardware on your shoulder doesn't mean you're more important than a, I mean, you know, major co-host.
No, no, I know. I'm just being.
And by the way, Red, I was going to say that before Anna, Bubba, and Blitz started talking like fucking, you know, hot chicks or sluts or whatever. So
you guys, had a sports show. We should have talked about that in sports show.
I know. We should have.
I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
How long's this been out?
Yesterday.
Well, I was going to say, because I mean, you guys could have talked about it during your crazy ass sports show. But chose not to. I'm sure you guys marked the fuck out to other shit.
Yeah, maybe if Babyface is there, you guys could have talked about sports.
Yeah, maybe Babyface would have brought you all back to center.
Yeah.
Listen, just a pure speculation, love.
I like how this has turned. Blitz has turned it out because Rhett brought something up and said, "Oh, we didn't talk about the quarterback sneak yesterday."
Yeah.
Well, that's on Rhett.
Yeah, that's on me. Sorry.
I'm too busy talking about some other shit.
I didn't mean to let you down, Lummy.
Sorry, Bubba. Next time we'll bring up the quarterback sneak.
That show's a mess when Brian isn't there. He's our star.
Well, Brian is a very educated guy. He knows probably more about sports than...
Both of you guys combined.
And I wasn't going to say that.
Oh.
Are you reading my mind, kid? Do you have my mind wired up somehow?
No, Brian knows stats.
Brian knows way more sports than
you. No. He doesn't know more about... He doesn't know more about sports than you guys combined.
No, he does. He does.
No, he just knows stats like
a pussy. We'll get Lummy worked up. Just keep saying how good Brian is.
Lummy, Brian is good.
Lummy will go nuts. Absolutely meltdown.
Lummy, Brian is good, and he's probably naturally a better communicator than you. But you do you know MMA as well as he does?
No, not as well.
Okay, do you know Major League Soccer like he does?
I don't think he really knows it either.
Do you know baseball better than
yes.
him?
No,
yes.
No.
Do you know?
Yes, I do.
Do you know ice hockey better than him?
I think he knows a little bit more.
He's got you on hockey. Yep.
He's very well versed.
He is.
For sure.
He's got you on MMA. He's got you on hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can tell you just by
definitely NFL.
Such a dick. You're such a dick.
Now, what do you think you might have him on?
Fish,
baseball.
You do not know more about football than he does.
Yeah, I do. He knows a lot of stats because he just sits in his office. And waits for the phone to call and just read stats the whole time. Stats don't equate to actual watching and playing. I mean, he's like a newer school mentality.
So do you think Brian just like when he's in his office normally, he just kicked back with his feet on the desk, phone in his hands, just memorizing stats?
Staring
at the phone, hoping
like,
it rings.
I'm gonna get Lummy today.
I made a good point yesterday, Bubba, about Brian and his stupid fucking statistics shit.
Lummy, I don't mean to be that guy, but numbers don't lie.
Fuck off, dickhead. And Bubba, it's the same thing I brought up yesterday. I did bring up a good point.
He's playmaker.
So, because Brian's like, you know, statistics show that Tua Tagovailoa is the greatest fucking quarterback ever. Tua Tagovailoa, whatever the fuck his stupid name is.
But he has a shit on. I bet Brian knows his name.
I guarantee you Brian would pronounce his name correctly.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's correct either. But anyway, continue on, buddy.
So, because, you know, I say for the longest time, Tua's had he doesn't have a good arm. He's somewhat accurate, but he does not have a deep ball arm. And Brian, you know, says, "Well, his stats show that, you know, blah blah blah." Tyreek Hill has.
Hold on. Does he recite the correct stats?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. But here's the point I made.
At the end of the day,
if you look at just the stats,
at the end of the day, isn't that what a man or isn't that what an athlete is truly gauged by?
Okay, Bubba. So let's look at best shooters in history of the NBA, right? So if you just go on certain stats like, just receiving yards and yards after catch, and you say, the quarterback's good, let's go to the NBA. Shaq averaged like 28 to 30 points a game. Oh, wow, that guy must be a really good shooter. But he's shooting. And then you compare him to, let's say, a Larry Bird or a pure natural shooter. If you look at points, just points per game, Bubba, and you're like, Larry Bird's a pure shooter. He can shoot outside. Well, do you see Shaq shooting from 20, 25 feet out, or is he right underneath the basket? So if you look just at stats, then obviously
you're kind of cross-pollinating this whole fucking deal.
No, it isn't.
Deal.
Bubba, if you have good wide receivers, it will turn an average quarterback better.
Do you remember how we opened this up about how we could slow down and really take our time and have some pregnant pauses, not act like we just did four Adderalls? I mean, can you slow down a little bit, man? I'm really exhausted from the first show, and you're just hitting me nonstop. You start that Lummy stupid fast talking.
Sorry.
Buddy.
Sorry.
And a lot of times people that talk fast are guilty and nervous.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just get worked up because I know this argument with Brian,
he's such a little...
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, that fucking just sits there and just...
Do you want to... is there ever at times... See, you sit... I think you sit...
Want to hurt him?
I think you sit where I sit, right?
Yes.
So, obviously, he's not as easily to grab because you have a distance because you're sitting where I sit.
Yeah.
But do you often want to... Just like if you were sitting... where you're sitting now and he was sitting where Dan's sitting, would you at times find it hard not to fucking grab him and throw him down to the ground?
Yes. And punch his face until he shuts up. Because he's such a little fucking smarmy little bitch.
Toothy little fuck. Yeah. Is he a toothy? And he is kind of a toothy. You know, his tooth to gum ratio is a little high.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's a little toothy, is he not?
And he just smiles when he makes his point.
And he's real fucking smarmy on the deal, too.
Exactly. They want to bust his fucking teeth out. His
and you just want to take your gorilla instincts just want to just fucking fuck him up.
Yep.
Like you did that laptop that one time, sure, right? You could not take it another second moment.
Nope, just take his head just like that to the counter. Just keep going and going until he stops and tells me.
Until your
right.
hands are bleeding?
That's right.
Now, let me, what if happens? You know, I don't, sometimes I'm not in the building. I usually try to get out of here like lately I've been just trying to get the fuck out of here. And what if I'm at my apartment and I'm not, God forbid, I'm not watching, you know, the sports show and you kill Brian? You know, you literally have a fucking, you know, like you literally lose your shit. And you fucking grab a hold of him and you fucking, you know, and you weren't trying to kill him, but just that last, those last 12 punches to the fucking temple got him. How would you, what would you do?
You think the goats would eat him?
I would call you and Blitz and ask Blitz if we could turn the cameras off around the building.
Yeah, but hold on. Cameras off for one thing. They've already,
we turn it back on and we dress up his car leaving somehow.
You know, we're asking, you're asking people to do a lot of really, you know, why are you trying to get me and Blitz involved in your show?
Oh. Yeah,
I think I call Blitz, hey, Blitz, I love Lummy, but I ain't sticking my neck out for him.
Oh, well, Rhett would be here then.
Next thing you know, Blitz, they got us tampering with cameras, they got us fucking doing this and that. It'd be so much easier just to turn him in.
Okay, well, fuck you guys.
I would actually do this. Hey, Blitz,
yeah?
Make sure you preserve that footage so we can fucking have an alibi.
He did it.
Yeah, make sure the video of us leaving the building before they got here.
Yeah, make sure you captivate that the minute I pulled through that fucking gate, buddy. Yep.
Well, then Rhett would be here, and I'd tell him he has to help me.
You know, he would be like, Rhett, would you, if you saw Lummy commit a murder... You can't get away with shit in today's world.
We're doing the sports show. I'm in studio. I don't know if I'd have a choice.
Yep.
He'd get me too if I tried to get
away. Run out of the building.
I'd say let's
in
carry.
His slides?
Socks and slides.
Can you run
in slides?
Not the front door right
here's
now either.
Here's what I would say, okay? Rhett, I'd say, Lummy, let me go to the side door, make sure it's all locked up, make sure I'm going to turn the gate off, the electric to the gate off, so we can clean this crime scene up, okay? So I'll be right back.
And then let me go, okay.
So don't forget, Lummy, I'm going to go out to my car, I'm going to shut the gate so nobody could, because we don't want anybody rolling up in here on us. I'm going to shut the power off to the gate so nobody can come in, gives us time to clean this up. Then get the fuck out of here while you're calling TPD. Hello, I got a crime to report at 5021 NASA.
Call him way beforehand. It takes a long time to get here.
I was just thinking it'll take him 6 hours to get out of here.
It's noon. We'll get there by 4.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, he could have the body cleaned up by then. Oh.
All right.
What would you do?
We'll get there when we get there.
Ashley? And so Rhett leaves you. I'm gone. Blitz is gone. It's just you all by yourself in the building with dead baby face laying right there in the middle.
I could call Ashley because she's my wife and she can't testify.
Right. So then you say,
hey, go pick up some acid
Ashley,
from the pool store.
Ashley? Yes, Lummy. I'm in the middle of a big-ass meeting. You're going to have to miss your meeting because I got something going on here at the studios.
Brian's dead.
What, Lummy?
Brian's
what do you got?
Brian's
I
dead.
I killed Brian.
She says what? Finally?
No, then you know what she says? Okay, hold on. Let me get right back to you. Then she calls the cops and gets them down here, too, because she didn't want to have anything to do with it.
I'd have her pick up some acid.
Is she your ride or die?
That's right. Ride or die.
Is she your
also known as an accessory after the fact.
Right, exactly.
Oh, well, whatever. I dump them in that
Dump them where? Don't put them in my fucking property.
No. The one across.
At least put them over on the fucking where all the Uber people hang out.
No. I would put them in the one with all the cattails.
One with all the cattails.
The storage unit one.
The one right behind us.
No, not that. That's too... No, Lummy!
Well, they got the little camera.
Go dump his body.
In the AAA dumpster.
I forgot to actually tie him up, and he floated to the surface in a day, like the tires do.
I'd get like 10 gallons of acid, and just start pouring it on
his face.
Yeah, what's acid?
Yeah, let me know. How are you gonna clean up the floor and everything?
With water.
I'd have to remove. I'd have to call Big Red.
Oh, now he's involved.
Ask him where the tiles are, the other ones, and then I'd pick all these ones up, and I'd dump those in the AAA dumpster.
Yeah, let me. Well, you know the cops are going to go search all the fucking dumpsters around here.
Well, no one would know, because I'd murder Red if he left.
You don't think the cops are going to look at the dumpster? So hold on, now you murder Red?
Murder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Red left. Red's gone.
He said red.
Oh, so you're gonna have to get a hold of Red because he's the guy that can get you in the most trouble. So you're gonna have to get a hold of Red. You're gonna have to go to his house and kill him.
Yeah. Actually, I would probably dispatch Hootie and the cream machine to go over and kill Red.
You're like,
while we do my business.
Hootie, you want to get back in good? Machine. You want to get back in good with Bubba? Go kill Red for us. Okay. The bad thing about it is Hootie would go do it.
Exactly.
Are you promising me that Bubba will be cool with me then?
Yeah, right. He'd get there and go, what are we doing?
What are you doing here? Just work or shoot?
Yeah. Hootie, I can get you in the Hall of Fame.
Jokes.
Go kill him.
We're not doing jokes no more?
Yeah. Are we working? Shooting. It's a
no,
shoot.
Seriously, shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
take him out.
I don't think you really, honest to God, have the ability to kill anybody.
He has the ability.
I think the only circumstance that would get you into that big of a rage is if you saw somebody wronging your wife or son.
Oh, 100%.
But then it's like, that's okay.
Yeah, that's justified.
That's when I would call Blitz and Bubba and say, hey, okay, how are we going to torture?
And you know what?
Fucker?
At that point, we'd probably take those calls.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, Lummy, you got a guy raping your son? Oh, fuck, where's he at? I got him strung up in the garage. Okay, well, let me call Blitz. We'll be over in a little bit. Because I think a jury will let us go on this one.
Can we take him to your track and really do some shit to him?
Let's keep him off.
Yeah, make him watch the races.
Let's try to keep him. Man, I tell you, after this mini stock race, I'm ready to kill myself. There's only 14 cautions and 3 laps. That was a good one, Anna. Fucking bitch. Listen, buddy, I know you. The bad guy's like, listen, I know I raped your son, and I know you want to cut my toes off and bleed me out, but if I have to watch one more of these fucking races, I'll do it myself.
Just make him sit in the section right before the flag stand.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lummy, listen, if you do find somebody raping your wife or son, we're going to have to do it on your property. I can't put it on my place.
Okay.
But, you know,
find them raping your wife or son, you're legally allowed to kill them. And I suggest you do so.
No, hold on now. Yeah. Blitz is not being Blitz is being for real.
I know.
Like, he's...
It has to be in the act, though.
But let me, like, for real. For real.
Yeah.
You can blow us... You could go and Lummy, I don't know how good you are with a gun, so I wouldn't recommend you using a gun. You don't need a gun. Look how big you are. You could snap a man's neck. An average man, you could snap their neck.
Chuck them out.
Yeah.
Choke him out, Lummy, so you can see the death in his eyes as he dies underneath your Kobe Bryant-like fucking grip.
He's got strong hands.
Yeah. Lummy, do you got strong hands?
Yeah.
I think you do.
I'd rip his throat out.
Oh, what would you do?
Oh, I'd just start choking him, and then I'd probably put my fingers into his eyeballs.
Gouge the eyeballs.
I don't blame you. I'd do the same
and
shit.
And I just started like gouging out his eyes.
Would fucking destroy somebody.
Until they popped, like the blood just pops on me. And then go back to his.
I don't know if I want to do a slow kill or a fast. I want a slow one. I want to string him up, and then I want to like maybe cut off like three or four toes.
Well, here's the I know what you're saying, and I agree. The thing is,
the jury will probably be most likely to convict you if you do that.
You're gonna go to jail if you do that. Yeah. If you catch them in the act doing something,
blast
and
his face in. You're done.
You just start fucking gouging his eyes out and choke him out and beat the fuck out of him.
You're probably pretty fine. Good. Yeah, you're good. Fine.
Uh-huh. But remember that one MMA guy got off when he chased that car and he shot somebody. I don't know if he killed them. Remember, it was the perp and the dad.
Yeah.
He got out after like 9 months.
I know a guy.
After 9 months.
Yeah, that's not getting off.
Yeah, that's not
better than
off.
Fucking life.
I know what you're saying.
I know a guy. This was in Pasco County, and I actually helped him finally get it prosecuted. But this guy lived in a trailer park, which strike number one.
Yeah.
Him and his wife. Him and his wife and his child live in a trailer park. It was a super nice fifth wheel, super cool, like probably a $50,000 unit, but nonetheless, you're in a trailer park, and there's not good people in trailer parks. In fact, they're chomo fucking infestations is what they usually are.
Oh, yeah, like that one in Pinellas Park that's like famous. What is it called again?
It's in Leland, I think. Is it in Leelman? Lehman or yeah, but there are some trailer parks.
Yeah.
There are some trailer parks that have like, you know, like 15 fucking pedos in there. And so this guy... rolls up, and I think I talked about this story. He was in his trailer, and his daughter was inside the trailer in her room, like playing Legos or doing whatever little girl shit does. And I think she was four at the time, and the mom was on the. You know, Blitz, like those fifth wheels have like these awnings sometimes, and you put lawn chairs underneath them, and you got like a little patio kind of deal. Well, the mom and the dad and the bad guy, who they didn't think was a bad guy, were out on the awning. And the dad went to go, I think these communities have like one post, like you drive to this one little area, and it's where everybody's posts box are.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
like the clubhouse area.
Yeah, you go to the clubhouse and you have like, you know, your box number 10. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, so the postman only has to go to that box to distribute the entire mail. So this guy had never shown it. Now, I'm not saying that this is a responsible move on behalf of the parents, but, you know, literally it was probably a 5 to 7 minute there and back deal. Well, the bad guy said, so the woman was expecting an Amazon package or something, and so the husband and the wife drove the golf cart down to the mailbox place, and they were gone for about 8 total minutes. The guy said that while they were leaving, he was going to go to his trailer and check on something, you know, whatever. Well, he didn't go to his trailer, and so when they went around the corner, he went inside of the RV and started performing oral sex on this four-year-old.
Oh my God.
And so the mom and dad, by the way, the guy had like a ring or some kind of door, like he had some type of thing. That's why I knew they were gone for 8 total minutes. And so they get back and the guy's not on the porch because he's not supposed, they assume he's at the his house.
His trailer.
His trailer, which was like 4 or 5 trailers down.
Right.
And so it got to be like 5, 6, 7 additional minutes because the understanding was, hey, we're going to go check our mail. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go over to my place. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Well, he goes inside and he's performing oral. And the dad, who was a pretty thick motherfucker, after like 5 or 6 minutes, went inside just to check on his daughter.
Oh, my God.
And catches this guy. Not, I mean, bona fidely catches the guy
mid-act
with his daughter's pants down and this guy's legs, head between her legs.
Clean shoot.
And he loses his shit. Absolutely loses his shit. The kid starts crying. Doesn't know what to, the kid doesn't even know really what's going on. The kid's 4. So I mean, Lummi, you have nearly a 2-year-old. So like at 4, they don't really know.
No.
I mean, I don't know that a 4-year-old even knows what that is and knows that that's bad and knows that that's not supposed to be happening. And
right.
You know, I don't know that you have that conversation with a 4-year-old. Hey, listen, little Johnny.
I don't think you should.
You know, nobody should ever put their head. But you know, like you don't. You. I mean, you maybe start having those conversations.
Like no one touch you, but like.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the dad. Loses his shit and goes and starts beating the ever-living fuck out of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
The mom takes the daughter immediately, gets her panties back on, calls the police, takes the kid to a different part of the trailer. The dad's beating the fuck out of the guy. The dad didn't have a gun, but wishes now he would have stabbed the guy. The cops come, they arrest the guy.
Which guy?
The bad guy.
Okay.
The bad guy. They told the good guy, the dad, he had every right to, I mean, and this guy's like fucking nose is broken, 2 teeth are out, like, you know, fucking fucked up. The cops like, listen, they went back and watched while the cops were there, they watched the Ring or the whatever surveillance he had. Now, they didn't have surveillance of her room, but they did have surveillance of him walking in the trailer, which puts him at the scene, obviously. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they arrested him, and the guy was somewhat, not affluent, but had been around the community for years and years and years, and his dad was, you know, kind of influential and things like that. They delayed it and delayed it and delayed it and delayed it and delayed it, and it took 6 years to go to trial. Mm. And they just convicted him. Like about 4 months ago, he's serving life in prison. But if my buddy, I think his name is Brian, if he would have had a gun,
clean shoot.
I mean, that's a clean shoot.
Yep.
Now, do you pull the guy off the kid and shoot him?
I mean,
or
that's
do you,
what I would
do.
Do
you gotta shoot him? I mean, yeah, you can't. I mean, you may be more of a marksman than I am by far, but.
You're saying if you eliminate the threat by pulling him off, can you still shoot him?
Can you? Yeah, Blitz. That's exactly what I want to say. If you pull him off and you've distanced the threat, he's no longer performing.
Yeah, the problem is he's no longer committing a forcible felony at that time.
That's what I'm saying. So at that point,
get down, honey.
Yeah,
shoot this guy.
Little
put
Lisa,
this vest on real quick.
Lisa, little Lisa, put a pillow over your head.
Yeah,
because I got one coming down range. Mm-hmm. Hot lead coming. So. Like, that's a little sketch in the fact that, like, okay, if you go pull your daughter away so she doesn't get fucking hit and the guy's in the corner and you said, you no good motherfucker, you just raped my 4-year-old and you fucking blast the shit out of him, put 5 in him, that you could be in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Now, I as a jury, me and you, Blitz, Lummi, Rhett, even Anna, if we're jurors, I'm like, you know what? I don't give a fuck that he pulled the guy. I'm convicting this guy. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just tell the cops that he, like, came at you?
No. I mean, I guess you could, but.
He did.
You can't shoot at someone for coming at you, but I still would say that.
Guy fucking came after me after I beat the shit out of him, and I fucking smoked him. I was in fear of my life. He'd already performed oral on my kid.
Yep.
And there's not a jury. There is not a jury in the, well, in today's woke-ass society, they'd be like,
there are juries.
Let me just tell you something. You know, the bottom line is he pulled her away from her, and he was no longer doing bad things to the kid. I think he lost his, I think it's wrong to shoot a man with an unarmed man when all he did was oral a 4-year-old.
They start bringing up his past and how he was abused by his dad and shit.
Oh, and here's the kicker. The mom... This is what took so long, and this is why Pasco County, the mom had an OnlyFans account.
What? Why does that have anything to do with
it? It shouldn't. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. But the prosecuting attorney and the defense people were trying to get that all as evidence, and it's like, you know, she doesn't...
Evidence of what?
Just what type of people they may be, oh, or, you know, something like that. Like, and the lawyer for my friends, like, hey, that has no bearing on this situation at all. No.
Right.
Like, what she does for a living is not illegal.
Mm-mm.
And, you know,
it's nothing to do with the kids
because she has nice tits and guys want to pay $10 a month to see them, you know, yeah. But they were trying to get that entered as evidence. The judge did the right thing and said, it's not relevant. That's not going in.
Good.
Gotta but they tried every fucking thing. And, needless to say, the guy's spending the rest of his life. It was so bad, Blitz. It was like capital sexual battery. I think like
she was under 12.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's like if something's so bad or the kid's so young, then it turns into like capital, mm-hmm. which I think means life sentence. Can you kill somebody
for not a murder? I don't think so.
I mean, well, sometimes in capital cases, it does warrant the death penalty. I don't know if in this instance, I don't know if a death penalty has to be. There was another death involved.
I always thought there had to be, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're right.
I thought even in rape cases and stuff like that, or violent crimes that didn't lead to a death, I thought they could not give you death. I thought it was only.
I think you might be
for
right
murder,
on that.
But I don't know, and it probably depends on the state. So
probably does. Like they were saying, did you see? I think you sent the article to me this week, and that is where the guy from Idaho, if convicted, Idaho.
Oh yeah, they're gonna bring back
Idaho has the
firing squad.
Mm-hmm. I actually think. I'm pro death penalty. I'm pro death penalty in instances where there is there's DNA evidence and there's just no other way that could have been somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pro death penalty, and I gotta tell you, man, the firing squad to me sounds pretty fucking efficient.
Sounds better than everything else.
I mean, they're saying, you know, these places that have lethal injection, you know, the companies that make the chemicals don't want to sell them to the penitentiaries because...
Even though they've been told that they will remain anonymous, like what companies are giving the drugs.
Right.
And then, you know, electric chair is sometimes, that's gone wonky sometimes where some people haven't died, and that's got to be...
Not a great death.
That's got to be probably the most painful way.
Looks like there is a couple of states that will have death penalty for rape of a child.
Oh, of a child. Okay.
Really?
Texas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Montana, Louisiana, Georgia, and the U.S. military.
So those are jurisdictions where if you...
Well, the U.S. military is kind of a difficult one, but yeah, those are the states.
That might be on, like, if it was on a base or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it says it's unclear, so...
But, okay, so then there is instances on it where you have done...
Yeah.
You know, where you've, it's such a bad crime to a young child that they're going to kill you for it. But Blitz, isn't it with the firing squad? They're literally a guy's like in the middle of this room against the wall or in a chair. I think he's in a chair, isn't he, bud?
So Anna asked something about the firing squad the other day, and I kind of looked it up, and some states do it. You know, every state has their own way of doing it. Some are different.
But I think they have like 7 shooters and 6 of them have bullets.
Right.
And one of them has a blank. And they don't know. Like the guys don't know. They're handed the gun already preloaded.
At random.
And they get in these little slots and they give them 1, 2, 3 fire. And then you always have on your mind as the shooter that you could have had the blank. Isn't that kind of the roundabout way, Blitz, the way they do it? Kinda.
Yes, I think the majority of the way that's how it's done.
Right. And they all don't they? I think they put like a target, like a little red dot on the heart. Where they're supposed to be shooting. Aren't they shooting at the heart?
Yeah, center mass, basically.
Right.
From the front, you said, or from the back?
No, from the front.
From the front.
Oh, okay.
So, like, Anna, like I would be a shooter.
It's not the heart, it's the spine.
The base
and,
of the neck.
Yeah,
or,
the
where
spine.
The head and the neck meet.
And isn't it usually like a 308, or like it's a very powerful round?
Yeah, 308, or like, they used to use 30-30s, I think, or something.
Yeah, I mean, like, they're ones that can take down a deer.
Why did we... Take that away from
because it's
most options.
It's real fucking barbaric.
I mean, is it?
I mean, is it
compared to what
it
else?
Is when they all miss and just
on
the
purpose.
One just the one hits like the hand.
Or the arm. You'd have to be the worst fucking shot ever. Well,
they do it on purpose,
that, yeah, there was that one that they... Remember, I forget where it was at. We read about it a while back where they did it on purpose.
They Can you now? Can you imagine if you're the guy and you think you have no chance in the world, and then they riddle them all around you, and only your fucking pinky gets blown off,
or like in the arm, so you gotta bleed out,
and so it takes a long time. What about hanging? Is hanging still a thing?
I think hanging's bad because if it doesn't
quick.
Unless
it doesn't work.
I mean, if you're fat like me, then you know your nap gets snecked immediately.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you're like a little light little thing like you. I mean, I don't know if you have enough weight to snap your neck or not.
I think I do.
As of now, Mississippi, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Utah are the only ones he's a firing squad. Idaho is thinking about it.
And hanging, I feel like I've read, is still a thing, even though it doesn't happen.
Do they?
It's
no.
Illegal, I think.
Isn't a blitz on hanging? It's where they put the noose. Like, if they put it on the side, you're done. Like, it's all about where the knot of the noose is, right?
I think it has a lot to do with it, yeah.
And then the floor comes out from underneath you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it supposed to snap your neck immediately?
It's supposed to, yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you what my...
Might pop your head off.
I know that they don't... I don't know that this... I know that this is not a way to kill anybody in today's world, but I got to tell you, the fucking guillotine seems like it does not... I mean, like it... Like it doesn't...
It's messy, though.
There's no room. I mean, it gets the job done.
Unless it's a dull blade.
No, they got that thing sharpened the fuck right on.
I'm just saying, you know, you're trying to torture someone.
Don't they also have the blade weighted, too? Like you know, it's way weighted up. It's like 400 pounds.
All of a sudden, it goes and, like, stops right above your head and gets stuck.
Imagine, because it's WD-40 and it's rusted up. They haven't used it for a few years. It's been out in the rain. They fucking go and it stops, like, right at your fucking jugular. Well, they probably have electric chair. I know for a while that California used the gas chamber, but I think that's now cruel and unusual.
Yeah, I don't think that's allowed anywhere. I don't understand why they just don't put someone under anesthesia and just stab them in the heart or something.
Well, the lethal injections are probably supposed to be the most humane.
Yeah, but there's study showing that it's not so great, apparently. Which I don't know how they fucked that up, because I feel like if you're asleep, what does it matter?
Here's a glance at the five execution methods allowed in the U.S. today and how they work. Lethal injection. Okay. I think it's pretty self-explanatory. They intravenously pump this stuff. Now, with lethal injection, supposedly it puts you to sleep first, then kills your heart.
Well, I believe there's two.
There's three things.
Yeah, there's.
Like, puts you to sleep, like, paralyzes your body, and then the last thing is obviously it stops your heart. But it's like three different medications.
Sounds good to me. The gas chamber.
What about just fucking fentanyl overdose? Like, wouldn't that be cool?
Like, yeah, just, I mean, I don't know.
Crazy amount of fentanyl? You just OD?
No. Now, Nevada still has the gas chamber.
Oh, dang.
Nevada developed a gas chamber back in the 20s as an attempt to a humane method of execution. But they had some horrific problems from that. The original idea was to pump the gas into the inmate's cell while he was sleeping, but there was no way to keep the gas contained. Yeah, I mean, blitz the guy sleeping next door to you and be like, he gets killed too.
Yeah.
Oh, he was only in for shoplifting. Right?
That's death row.
But there was no way to keep the gas contained, so they built a chamber instead. Inmates are strapped into the chair, and the chamber is filled with cyanide gas, which kills by asphyxiation. The inmate is fully awake and conscious as they suffocate. That sounds pretty fucking bad.
That sounds gruesome. I honestly don't know how they haven't figured this out, because there's assisted suicide, and that seems to be pretty peaceful. So what the fuck?
This method has been used as recently as 2010 in Utah at the request of the condemned man. The prisoner is strapped to a chair, as in electrocution, and the gas chamber. A cloth target is placed on the prisoner's heart. Several shooters are given real bullets, but
One or more are given blanks. Mm. Assuming the shooters hit their target, the heart ruptures and the prisoner dies quickly from blood loss. Hanging. Before 1890, hanging was the principal method of execution across the country. The prisoner stands over a trapdoor while a noose is placed around the neck, and then the trapdoor is opened and the prisoner falls.
Mm-hmm.
By design, the fall breaks the prisoner's neck and kills him or her. But there's often not been the case. In some cases, prisoners have been decapitated from the fall. In other cases, they have strangled over the course of several minutes.
Why is it a problem if they're decapitated over the fall?
I don't think it's a problem at all. Oh, I just think it's a little grotesque.
Oh, just made it seem like.
But so they got hanging, firing squad, gas chamber, electrocution. Oh, I missed that one.
And lethal injection.
New York developed electrocution as an alternative to hanging, which was often a gruesome public spectacle. And execution, the first inmate by electric chair, was in 1890. Prisoners are generally strapped into a chair with electrodes placed on their heads and legs. Saline-soaked sponges are placed between the skin and the electrodes to aid to the conductivity. The voltage, the number of jolts, and the length of time that they're administered vary from state to state. Executioners usually give more than one jolt of electricity to make sure the inmate is dead. Executioners can't give out one long, continuous jolt because the prisoner's body could then start to burn.
Yeah.
It is unknown whether a person being electrocuted is rendered unconscious.
Make them eat black powder so their stomach explodes.
Oh.
Nice.
Like a firework.
After Tennessee.
A bloody firework.
After Tennessee executed a guy in 2007, a method he chose, state medical examiners said that he died when the electricity stopped his heart. It also burns. There's been times, I think, where they've electrocuted him and the guy's still alive and they got to get him the business one more time.
So I remember reading a long time
ago. Pedro Medina, maybe?
I remember reading a long time ago, and this could be like urban legend, so I don't know. But they used to sentence you to like, you know, a minute in the electric chair or whatever it was. Like there was a certain time and like people had
survived
that.
You're good.
Yeah.
Like you can go free.
There was like I remember reading about like some famous case where that happened or something. I don't know. It could be like complete bullshit, but.
And why are prisoners who are sentenced to death offered a last meal? Like, why is that a thing?
Because we're stupid.
Like if they're so horrible and horrendous, why are we giving them any sort of reward at all?
Pedro
Medina was in Florida, and I think that was a botched
electrocution.
When was that again?
Flames.
God, it was like in 99 or 98.
Oh shit!
Or
pretty
like
recently,
that.
Yeah. Not like
1997.
Yeah, it was a botched deal, and flames started coming out of his head.
What?
And he wasn't still dead. And oh yeah. Manson made a parody song about it. We played the fuck
out
of it.
Wait, so he survives.
Well, no. After the flames came out of the head, they kind of like readjusted the cap on his head, then gave him the business again.
Oh, and then he died.
And he died.
Yeah, I mean, oh well.
Yeah, what did Pedro Medina do to get there? Probably fucked a bunch of kids.
Yeah, he didn't run a stop sign.
Right. I think today's been a very good show.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's great, and I'm tired.
What would be your last meal, Boobah?
Probably Culver's Atlantic Fresh.
Oh, damn.
Wow. No.
The Longhorn Chicken.
Popeyes, red beans and rice still is my favorite food in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. Mr. Clem's last meal consisted of Popeyes, red beans and rice, Dean's French onion dip, and Ruffles original party chips. It was the cheapest last meal in the history of the world.
Taxpayers
pay
Tim.
Fucking white trash.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for the download. Continue to be a daily downloader if you can.